Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, really, truly, thanks for being with us. Thank you for being part of the solution, not part of the problem, that you're getting informed, you're getting engaged. And that's a big deal. It's a good thing. Yes, it's a good thing. Some people don't want you informed and engaged. They want to keep you in the dark, and in that way there, they got nothing to worry about. Because if they keep you stupid, you're going to keep believing them, right? And that's what they want you to do. They want you to believe, and you know who they I'm talking about. They want you to believe them. No holes barred, right? They want you to believe, no matter what you say, what you do, they want you to believe them. And that in and of itself is scary. Again, like I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So I got some, I mean, again, like I said, I call them the smorgasbord, you know, of stories of craziness that are going on. And it doesn't, facts don't seem to matter on anything anymore. Sometimes on both sides of the aisle, because I got to tell you guys sometimes, stop. Stop spewing the party line. Stop spewing the last title you saw crawl across your phone. Check it out first. You know, I've been joking about this forever, and it's starting more and more to come to the surface. But you know, climate change, decided by about 11,000, what do I want to call these people? Random type of people. No, not scientists. I've been telling you forever that the number they keep giving you for the scientists, not the amount. Notice they don't tell you how many. They tell you, 90% and whatever. Now, they're not really lying to you because it is. It's 90%. Of the scientists that actually responded to it. Now, I promise I will get you the numbers one of these days, but it's ridiculous. If they sent out 50,000 requests for, forms to be filled in, maybe they got 600 back. And out of the 600, over 90% said, yes, climate change is man-made. And they took that as, a reality. So when you hear that, you just got to stop and think, okay, prove it to me. Now, scientific consensus is a popular buzzword, right? They use it all the time, except in other areas. When it comes to male-female, when it comes to biology, then that is truly whatever you feel is real is real. So it's used by climate fanatics to prove that, man-made climate change is a real thing. But what about why don't we check out the consensus? Right, and then they throw all this stuff. Oh, look, it's snowing here, and it's 105 degrees here, and that's abnormal for those areas. Well, you know what? The Earth goes through changes on a regular basis, long before we were around. And as someone said, we've seen it. I don't know. I've seen the numbers, but I have to go back and find them. One burp from a volcano, based on what these people are saying, sets us back 10,000 years. It's that simple. Now, as it turns out, the climate lobby loves the Pulitzer facts right out of thin air. Now, the newly minted fiction that more than 11,000 scientists declare climate emergency, well, they keep regurgitating this mainstream stuff, and I do mean stuff. The media thinks it's pretty cut and dry. No, settled science, because they said it. But we know that claim is false. you know, just like what the little girl Greta Thunberg hoax, the notion that more than 11,000 actual scientists are suddenly talking about this impending climate emergency. It has no basis in reality. None. Absolutely none. In truth, these 11,000 scientists are actually just 11,000 ordinary people who were duped into believing that, you know, cow farts are destroying the planet, right? My brother learned that. He's a lot younger than I am. My youngest brother learned that in school. Right? From his science teacher. So it has to be true. He believed her. Right? Teachers are always right 100% of the time. They're the most trusted person in the community. Now, according to radio talk show host Rush Limbaugh, some buddies of his over at the group Powerline, they were the first to discover 11,000 so-called scientists aren't actually scientists. Now, media outlets like, well, can we call them media outlets? Can we come up with another name for these things? NBC, CNN, The Guardian, right? Al Jazeera. They continue to claim, all right, that there's no study. There was just a press release. And it wasn't 11,000 scientists, it was 11,000 random people who put their names on a website. So, this was a managed lie, a managed story. Too bad they didn't make, you know, it'd be great if they would put real stories out like Epstein's story so we could really have some information to act on. There was no study, there was no scientist involved. In other words, the whole thing was made up basically out of thin air. Just to push the lie out, just to make people feel guilty about what they're doing to the planet. A lie that doesn't actually exist. People went on a webpage and they asked others reading it to put their signature on it. Right? It was presented, after the signature was on there, it was presented as a scientific paper. I mean, are we serious? You know, in my day, it had to be peer-reviewed, it had to be put out, it had to be studied, you know, these findings had to be, somebody had to come up, be able to reproduce them over and over again. Now they just write a paper, they put it out there, and everybody has to believe it, or else. You're a climate denier. When you put these two skeletons together, right, the Center for Science and Public Interest in banned, they banned coconut oil, remember? They weren't scientists either. You've got to be careful what you read. You've got to be careful what you're putting out there. Seriously. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. San Francisco, New York City. Those two liberal cities are suffering from the same thing. Liberalism. We'll be back in a minute. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving saving an unbelievable amount, I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
Yes, he was. Don't forget your host. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Listen, tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. Seriously. You know, you want to help get their heart pumping? Really get their heart pumping? I'm not kidding you. I'm serious. It's the best way to do it. Let them listen to the show for a little bit. That'll get their heart pumping. You know? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Pleasure to have you as part of the conversation. That's always good, too, right? Don't you think? At least I think it is. All right, so, you know, this is like smorgasbord hour. We're going to be all over the place with all kinds of stories. And we need to be, because there is so much happening. And but there's a whole bunch of smaller stories that we don't really pay attention to that often, and we need to. Because guys like me have been screaming forever that these liberal socialist attitudes, they do nothing but ruin cities. I mean, look at, you know, Detroit, Baltimore, San Francisco, Los Angeles. They're doing great, aren't they? I mean, seriously, think about it. They're doing great. Well, San Francisco and New York City, now they're going to see the ugly side of these fair work week laws, okay? CVS Pharmacy is closed. I mean, some of the biggies are closing stores. And some of you go, oh, they you know what? They deserve to be closed if they're not willing to pay people properly. Look, first of all, nobody forces you to take these jobs. You take them on your own. And when an employer can't find people to work at X amount of dollars, they raise the wage, okay? It's really that simple. But when you raise the wage, you also raise the prices of things in the store. I mean, some of you guys never took an economics 101 class. Because I hear you talk sometimes, and it's the big bad corporation, the big bad company. Some companies making a horrendous amount of money? Yes. No question about it. All right? But they take all the risk, don't they? If you take all the risk, shouldn't you get the reward? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, some of you know. I'll get back to that in a minute. We've got a caller. I don't want to leave them hanging because I know what they want to talk about. In California, as we've talked about on the show half a dozen times, right? Katie Hill decided to resign. Now, some say because she was bullied. Not true. She resigned because she was breaking the ethics codes and laws that she voted on. This is what I always love. She voted. Dems do this all the time. She voted on these. She agreed to these. Pretty much while she was breaking them, she agreed to them. And then blamed everybody else for letting the cat out of the bag. And now people are flooding, or they're coming here to run for this office on both sides of the aisle. To run for the 25th congressional office. And I would say the same thing. It's like, look, we have good people in and around our area. We have good people in California, in the district that could run and do a good job. But all of a sudden, they come in from nowhere. They're talking about, well, I'll let the caller talk about it because I know he's well-informed. Dave from California, thanks for calling the show.
Hey, Joe, how you doing tonight?
Very good. How you doing?
Good. So I've been following what's been going on ever since we had our tragedy on Thursday at Saugus, and we haven't heard a single word from George Papadopoulos about this. And on the night of the day of the vigil, he's out in South Carolina, chilling his book, trying to, you know, he's not even paying attention to what's going on in our district. And I don't even know why this guy's running. And then you have Cenk Younger, I think I'm saying his name right, the Young Turks guy. He decided to do a meet and greet at Saugus Cafe on the day of the vigil. Now, here's the thing that really got me. When he was asked about the deceased and mm-hmm. about the vigil, he didn't know the names of the two children that had been killed. And he didn't even know the name of the park that the vigil was being held at. How are these people supposed to come in and say that they stand with us and they're for our community when they don't even know what's going on?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I don't even know what he's running on. I have no clues to what he's running on because, to your point, he knows nothing about this area. He knows nothing about our people at all. And he's coming in here. Remember what he did the night Trump won, right? Do you remember what a nice and kind man he was?
Yeah. Yeah, and now he wants to run on all anti-Trump stuff again. And it's not going to work. He has these people on Twitter that are apparently from Santa Cruz. I don't necessarily believe them. I've never heard of them, and I know the majority of the city. And they're saying that Christy Smith is owned by big corporations, which we know that big corporations do give to the Democrats. But he hasn't gotten a single local donation. And so how is he supposed to call her out when all his donations that he's gotten so far are from out of district? George is nowhere to be found. I've tried to communicate with him multiple times, try to find out when he's going to do something in Santa Clarita, and nothing. We don't get anything from him. So I don't even know what he's running on, what his platform is, or what he wants to do. You know, we have Mike Garcia, and who's a great candidate. Steve Knight, who is our former representative, both running gracefully. Mark Kripe and Angela Underwood bowed out of the race, so now we just have those two for on the Republican side, which is great. We know we want to get down to at least one so that we can have everyone get behind somebody to make sure that we get a Republican to win the seat again.
So Dave, I got to ask the question though. I mean, you know, you got Republicans in California. They do not. I don't know if they don't know how. I don't know if they want to. But why aren't they fighting for these seats? Why aren't they making more noise for these seats and pushing back?
And I don't know. I don't know where like they. They just want to. It's almost like armchair quarterbacking this whole thing. And you know, we need to get more people involved. I wanted to get involved, and every time that I think about getting involved, just life just becomes too involved. I work in television. My life is pretty much spent in an office or on the road right now. So I wouldn't be a good candidate, but there's other people that are great. But I mean, right now we have two solid candidates, and we just need to get behind one, and we need to make sure these carpetbaggers know that we do not want them in our community. We don't want them running for our community. If they want to run, move here first. Spend a couple of years here. Get to know the people. You know, we have a guy that's running for city council, a great guy named Jason Gitz. He hasn't lived here his whole life. He waited a few years to get to know the community and know what was going on before he decided to throw his hat in the ring for city council. You know, he did it, so he's doing it the right way. But we have these other people that just because Katie Hill went out that all of a sudden they think they can just jump in, and we don't know why they even want to run it in our district other than to have a seat. You know, and we're not the seat for sale. We are a tight-knit community, and we are a tight-knit community. We are, even though we're the third largest city in L.A. County, we are still very small townish, and we do not want these people that know nothing about us coming in trying to represent us.
Well, I agree with you wholeheartedly, and that doesn't go just to this community, but across the country. Dave, thanks for the call. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. We'll go back to the phones. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side radio show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The report finally ready. The long-awaited Inspector General's report to be released before the end of the year. South Carolina Senator Republican Lindsey Graham says Michael Horowitz will testify December 11th before the Senate Judiciary Committee. The detailed report should shed lots of light on the Russia collusion investigation and the alleged FISA abuse that led to it. The impeachment inquiry hearings roll on Tuesday on Capitol Hill with 8 witnesses expected this week. President Trump says he is not ruling out appearing before Adam Schiff's committee or submitting written answers to questions. The president tweeting, "Even though I did nothing wrong and don't like giving credibility to this no due process hoax, I like the idea and will, in order to get Congress focused again, strongly consider it." Explanation point. On Wall Street, the Dow gaining 33 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, "How in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Thanks for being with us. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll, a lot going on up there. Look, grab our app. It's on the Apple and on the Android platforms, and it gives you so much information. You can check the stories and past videos, past audio, all kinds of stuff up there. And you can donate to the show. You can ask me a question. You can send an email. A lot happening. Check it out. You can always uninstall it. But head up there and check it out to begin with. Okay, let's go to the phones. We've got Ed from Washington. He wants to talk about our schools. Ed, how you doing?
Okay. A couple of things. It's hard enough for security to keep people safe, but when you just leave everything unattended and let anyone walk up in any place, especially schools, to let anybody walk in with a weapon, because you don't have your borders secure, like with a single entry and a setback for the building. So they can't get onto the school grounds without more trouble than just walking on the lawn. Then you're going to have people, cowards, to go in and shoot unarmed people. If you're going to give the person a security that they're unarmed, armed, then you have to protect them in a secure manner. So it isn't all that difficult. You get a perimeter around the school, have a single entry with security that makes sure anyone that gets on the school ground. Now, nothing's 100%. I mean, look at Israel. You can't do enough for security because someone is always going to find a way, but at least you can cut down the majority of the problems, because shooting someone that's unarmed ain't that hard. So
No. That's,
and by the way, I've checked with schools. They don't teach United States economics to our kids, including up to high school. They don't understand when you brag about all you ever do is buy stuff on the Internet, and then you get all ticked off when a place is closed down, because you're going to go where the profit is. If you're no longer coming into the store, then they don't need to support those jobs in those stores. Those bricks and mortars go away, because they're making a profit on the internet. I mean, this ain't difficult stuff.
But you're right. The same kids that take total advantage of capitalism, the same kids that have that iPhone in their hand that they're screaming about, or their shoes, or whatever it is that they got in their hand, they don't realize they only have it there because of capitalism. You know, otherwise we'd still be working with the Sony Walkman, because that's how fast technology moves in non-capitalistic societies. It's hilarious. But
But the thing that is, this problem of security, it isn't that difficult to remove at least 60-70% of any kind of problems with security, because most of these people only take up people where they know they can walk in and shoot unarmed people. So I agree that there should be a certain amount of security, but you have to put a perimeter around the school to keep the casual walk-ons with handguns to be able to walk up to a building. And you have the parking lot outside, so they have to go through this secure gate. And then from then on to, you don't have the building right against you. You have it set back two-story so the kids are protected. And then you have an enclosed hallway where they can go from the gate where they open, walk around a panel so that nobody can shoot into it, and have a covered walkway all the way to the entrance. And so that's something. It's better than what they're doing now, other than saying, oh, what a shame someone was able to walk onto a school grounds with no way to be stopped to be able to shoot someone who's unarmed. I mean, I am so damn tired of people being ignorant, not even ignorant, they're just plain lazy and non-caring. Otherwise, they would say enough is enough. And it ain't like this hasn't been going on for years. It just, we have people in this country that really don't care about their fellow neighbor.
No, I agree with that. All right, Ed, listen, thank you so much for calling. I appreciate the call.
Bye.
You know, I'll get back to the San Francisco story in a second, but we looking at and talking about and trying to, you know, understand what went down in the shooting in Saugus, California. And you got to look, you know, in California, the schools are wide open to a degree. The school was not. Most of the schools in that area are not wide open. And you can't just walk up, a lot of the schools, you can't just walk up to a classroom, if you would. But when you think about California schools or schools in this kind of climate, as opposed to the ones that I grew up with on the East Coast, which were pretty much enclosed in a big brick building, right? Or two or three big brick buildings, where you had definite ways in and definite ways out. You couldn't you just kind of meander on campus and walk around. Whole different animal. They're very open campus. I heard one reporter, sadly on a network I like, just totally put out misinformation on what these schools are and what they're made up of. They're not just a bunch of bungalows that are thrown together. I mean, most of these schools in my area are cement buildings. They're cement walls. Not that easy to fire through or anything like that, but that's not the point. To the guy's point that they have to be secure. They have to have borders up. He's right. You have to be secure. And I don't have all the answers. As a matter of fact, I know most of you who have called or written me about this, you don't have all the answers either. And I rely heavily, as do others, on, you know, security officials, the FBI, the police department, and so forth, in helping us lay out a plan to keep those kids safe, as I would imagine, most other school districts do. I don't know of any school district or anybody that I've spoken with at a school district that has thrown their hands up and said, hey, we can't protect them anyhow, what does it matter? Nobody I know thinks like that. I know I don't. I know the other people on the school board with me, the Board of Education, don't think like that. And many of the others in my area the same way. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. I'm talking about how New York City and San Francisco, because, you know, they're brothers and sisters in liberal lunacy at times, right? They're reaping now the benefits of the plans that they put in place, right? Because they know how to do business. I love these legislators who've never run a business in their life, never signed a paycheck for another person. They're going to tell you how to run your business, right? So right now in San Francisco, New York City, their retail and restaurant sectors, they're starting to see the ugly side of socialism. That's right. We've got a bunch of stores that are starting to close. They have layoffs. Their owners can't keep up with local government mandates. I mean, think about that. They spend more time in California making sure that they're, you know, they're doing what air quality wants them to do. They're following California laws. Labor laws are just crazy. Socialism is in fashion in America, at the local levels, that is. Now, governments have been passing mandates to tell corporations how to run their businesses, right? Like Fair Work Week laws. These laws require employers to prepare working schedules for their employees ahead of time, which is fine. You got to know who's showing up. Got that. Right? But that's on top of a minimum wage mandate, which tells employers how to pay their employees. When you think of the schedules, too, you know what? They get paid, or I don't even want to call it bonus, or they get more money if your schedule changes. Well, why is that? People's schedule change all the time. The Fair Week mandate hits restaurants and retailers particularly hard because they employ a large number of hourly paid workers, right? Now, technically, the mandate should be a good thing. Right, it addresses the unpredictable nature of employment, and especially when it comes to these two particular areas. I mean, right? If you think about restaurants and retail, it's not like it's a 20-year steady job, if you would. Now, these two areas, though, they're pretty much kind of open to erratic work schedules. Krista Hardwick, she's an in-house counsel and deputy, said that these hourly paid workers are typically scheduled with only a few days' notice, and they're sent home early from shifts without warning. They're not paid properly for working overtime or during breaks, which means that they can't properly plan child care. And I want you to think about all that. Because in the restaurant business, this is how it works, right? Some days are busier than others. Sometimes you show up for work and it's raining, pouring, people aren't coming out to eat. Now, the Fair Work Week laws are designed to solve this problem. They enforce fair schedule practices to ensure workers have ample notice, right? Typically 2 weeks. So you're scheduled 2 weeks out and paid accurately on the time for their work, right? I mean, if you think about this, we can talk about this more after the break, but basically, they have to track every minute of everything they do to make sure they get their breaks exactly at the right time and they're paid exactly for, you know, 3 minutes of overtime. This is how minute this bill is. Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com immediately. Looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. Chauvin, senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Please be part of the conversation. And some of you are wondering why I'm laughing so much. I'm fighting with the microphone. As I'm talking to it, it's creeping up. It was creeping up. I'm going to sit on it in a minute. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the solution, right? Not just part of the conversation, but be part of the solution. I really do appreciate that time. We were talking about how, you know, the liberals, when they run these cities, they have it all together, right? They know what's going on. They have it all together. They know what you need. They know what I need. But here's the reality. It's just funny the way they do this. Here's the reality is that they don't look at the long-term effects. Right? Sounds good for the minute. But then when they should come back every 5 years. You know, I've said this a million times. Every law should kind of like sunset in 5 years. unless it's hitting certain milestones, unless it's really doing what it was put in place to do. So the Fair Work Week laws, right, in San Francisco, they were trying to make people with unpredictable schedules make sure that they got paid a regular scale. But when you think about the restaurant business, so what happens? If they have a bad week and you don't need the workers for 6 hours, you don't need them for 3 hours a day, you still got to pay them for six? You got to come up with schedules 2 weeks ahead of time. That doesn't bother me as much. But you have to have the ability to be able to move and change quickly. And these people who don't own, never have owned a business, especially like this, you know, restaurants and retail, have no business making laws and rules that regulate you in restaurants and retail. And it makes it harder for them to do business. And these research companies who have nothing to do with the government have come out and show you how it doesn't make sense, how it will hurt them, how it caused them to shut down. The government still doesn't care. Not interested. As you guys saw, we did the story a million times around here, stories, about some of the restaurants that were closing up in and around Seattle. Why? Because they were pushed to go to $15 an hour faster than anybody else. And so they had to bring, and don't you dare send me an email that says, well, that's because a greedy business owner wanted to make sure they were going to make more profit. See, they're the ones on the hook for replacing equipment, you know, paying the insurance, keeping the place up. I think what happens is people, I don't know if they forget, they're just too ignorant, they don't know, which I don't really buy. So you think that the owner's making all this money, when in reality, the owner, especially the smaller businesses, smaller restaurants, they're paying all the insurance. They're paying back the loans that they made to bring the company into fruition to begin with. They've got to put money aside to replace equipment, to update the place. You don't think about that on the left. You very rarely think about that on the left. It's always a puzzlement, as I like to say. But hey, too big, too very large, you know, or industries, if you would. Speaking of a large industry, this one kind of bothered me today. Because I don't know the real reasons. I would love to speak to somebody from the PR department, but it's almost impossible when a story like this breaks to get them online. Chick-fil-A has decided to stop donating to the anti-LGBTQ organizations, which is amazing to me. Why do you call them anti-LGBTQ? Does Chick-fil-A not realize that they're next in line? They've already been targeted. And every time they give in, they give a little bit more, because the people at the top, the people who own the company, are devout Christians, and they do not believe in same-sex marriage. They'll tell you that openly. Now, they've never refused to serve anybody that's gay, lesbian, or transgender. They've never refused to serve a same-sex couple. So there's nothing you can say hate all day long. And I don't know, I would imagine it would be a lawsuit like you wouldn't believe. I would imagine they've already tried. I would imagine they've never refused to hire somebody who's gay, lesbian, or transgender. I'm not going through all the other ones. Sorry, guys, you deal with that on your own. But now they, because of pressure, they decided they're no longer going to donate money to charities with anti-LGBTQ views. Fast food chain announced Monday that starting next year, it will only donate to organizations focused on education, homelessness, and hunger. That's it. So Chick-fil-A's donation and comments from executives apparently have caused controversy in the past several years. CEO Dan Cathy has said that the Atlanta-based fast food company supports the biblical definition of a family unit. You know, what's going to happen when they start pushing that they're offended by the scriptures you have in the bottom of your cups, or the scriptures that you have, or scripture references that you have in the bags and such? really, maybe the Christian community needs to step up and eat more chicken. I don't know. Gay rights groups have boycotted and opposed the chain over its stance on same-sex marriage. Now, see, it's not the chain's stance. That's what I think is funny. It's the owner of the chain's stance, right? Chain has no stance to speak of. In a statement, gay rights organization GLAAD said the customer's employees should greet today's announcement with cautious optimism. You know, because they're liars. They're Christians. That's just how they operate. I'm telling you, there is no making them happy. And not only is there no making them happy, what makes you think they're going to stop boycotting you? You still, as a Christian organization, you still, as a Christian owner, are not going to change your mind. I would believe you wouldn't change your mind on this. But I don't know that. So they're not looking at you favorably, and yet you still want to give in to them, if you would. I don't get it. Anyway, former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine. I mean, we are out. Not we. They. I should say they. They are outraged about how Trump unceremoniously fired some of the ambassadors. Couple of them, anyway. And I think it's only because Trump did it is why it's bad, right? But you know what? Do any of you know that Obama fired every one of Bush's ambassadors? Which is exactly what Trump should have done. When he got there, I keep saying this, he should have fired everybody who knew how to spell Obama. Former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch, yeah, I can never get these names right, testified Friday about President Donald Trump's firing her amid an alleged smear campaign. She was firing politically appointed ambassadors appointed by former president is commonplace. Why is it all of a sudden a sin and a problem? Why? Because it's President Trump, and they hate him. Former President Barack Obama notified all of President George W. Bush's politically appointed ambassadors in 2008 that they would vacate their positions, period. The Washington Post also reported that Yovanovitch, who was part of the Foreign Services, testified Friday that the Trump administration, including the president's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, kneecapped her. What the heck does that mean? State Department leaders did not support her after she was recalled in May. Of course not. You're done. When you're done, of course they're not going to support you. These people in Washington are amazing. They no longer have the job they had before. They required security clearance, and then they wonder why they can't keep their security clearance. You don't have the job anymore. You don't get the security clearance because you have a heartbeat. You got it because of the job you had. Political ambassadors sometimes are permitted to stay on briefly during a new administration, but the sweeping nature of the directive suggested Obama had little interest in retaining any of Bush's appointees. No stink there, though. Nobody made a big deal out of it, did they? Yovanovitch was appointed by Obama in 2016. Newly elected presidents typically revamp their positions with their own choices. It happens all the time. You want people around you that are loyal to you. You want people around you that know you'll carry out the orders they give you. Unless, of course, truly, they're 180 degrees from the Constitution. Now, she said it was the smear campaign that got rid of her. No, it was a new president that got rid of you. It's just amazing to me that these people, they are offended by everything. Everything that Trump does is wrong, against the Constitution, the whole nine yards. Just not true. Right? Period. Not true. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We've got so much to deal with in the next hour, so much we're going to be talking about. Part of it is, how did Planned Parenthood turn the tables on a reporter who caught them doing something illegal? How does that work? Well, you'll find out in the next hour. Don't go far. Come on back.